is Mr. Rich Huey.
Shuey. Like what you wear in your footy.
This is Mr. Rich Shuey, one of the founding members of Still Meadow Peace Park. Mr. Shuey, I asked you a question earlier and you said that we had to start somewhere else.
Yes, we have to start somewhere. If you want to know the history of the church.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. We're going to begin at the beginning. It's in the mid-70s. A ministry called The Bible Speaks began in Massachusetts. Eventually, they sent their graduates, they were a school, and they sent their graduates out, and Joel Freeman and his wife came down to Maryland and started a church in Baltimore, East Baltimore on Harford Road, 1978. Eventually, they expanded over to Columbia in Howard County. The pastor and his wife, Laurie, and their two boys established the church, and there is where I joined in 1980. Miss Renee Tuck was a member of the original church in 1978 in East Baltimore. We joined the ministry. We liked the people. The personality of the church was extremely young. One of our ongoing prayer requests was for old people to join us. We spent the 1980s wandering around from place to place in Howard County. We went to schools. Our main place was with the YMCA in Ellicott City. And we had a lot of activity at Pastor's house. Now, how he did it, I don't know, but he had a way of making people comfortable with him. And we managed to find a place with 10 acres of prime real estate in the middle of Howard County with a nice big house. And that's where he and his wife lived. And we did a lot of activities there. And we moved around. We had a school bus ministry, and we went to Brooklyn, Baltimore, and a lot of reaching out, a lot of going over to Columbia and handing out little parcels, and we had to set up a camera and had people attracted over to that. Excuse me. Hello? Good. Yes, thank you. We have three proposals and we have one more pending, and after that we'll let you know. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And very, very personality driven. We would go out knocking on doors on Friday evenings. We were a great big presence in Howard County in 1980s. Softball team. We won the softball D League in 1983. But we were vibrant. But we also had the idea that we wanted to open a school. Things didn't work out that way, so we decided to look for a place that we could call our own. So we started shopping around in the late 80s using this 10 acres of property as a base to negotiate a price. Eventually it became donated to us. It's worth like $1 million, and we translated it into a three-way trade. So we sold the property, bought this church, and the people who were in this church, Seventh-day Adventists, they moved up to Marriottsville in Howard County and built their own church. So it was a three-way deal. So we moved here, and in the first Sunday in June of 89, we held our service here. And we were so excited That night, we just left the lights on just because we were happy to have our own place. And so we set up shop here, and we were still, well, we were no longer a member of the Bible Speaks, because the Bible Speaks ran into difficulties in the mid-80s, embarrassing difficulties financially. And they actually moved out of Massachusetts, moved down to Baltimore, East Baltimore, and we decided that we should divest ourselves of association with them. The property in Howard County was based on Still Meadow Lane. So we had to come up with a new name, and we decided to call ourselves Still Meadow Evangelical Free Church. And that's where Still Meadow came from. And that Still Meadow Lane no longer exists.
Wow.
It's all grown over now.
Wow.
So that's the story of that. And that, the Bible Speaks, eventually matured into another ministry called Greater Grace. And I believe they're still ministering here in East Baltimore. And they are an effective ministry. I think one of the highlights of that ministry was they did great, what do they call it? What are the little plays you call? Skits.
Oh, yeah.
They were marvelous with skits. Oh, they were great. So anyway, but we became separate from them. Eventually, we didn't like being independent. So we joined Calvary Chapel. And we were members of that church for several years. Pastor Smith came here and spoke. And we loved their music. We just, for Still Meadow here, music was our gig. Music was great. We had really had some good people. And we were happy. Everything was working good. In fact, we grew so much here from 1989 until 1991 that eventually we had to go to two services. We've never had that problem before. And lo and behold, we had some older people moving in, so our prayers were answered there. And then in 1992, we had a church split. Our original pastor had to leave. And we had tough times. We lost a lot of people. But we stuck with it. And eventually we went on a search, and we found a search for, and we came up with Pastor David Shive, S-H-I-V-E. And he was a wonderful pastor. He came in and got us together again. And we started to grow, but he didn't like Calvary Chapel. So we sent him out to California to meet the folks out there, and he came back and he was sure he didn't like Calvary Chapel. So we got away from it, and we went independent again for a few years. And then somebody mentioned the Evangelical Free Church. And we said, okay, let's do that. And so we joined the Evangelical Free Church, and we've been there ever since. So that probably happened around 1996 or so.
Wow.
Okay. And so, Pastor David Shive ministered here, and we saw families come and go, and we saw kids grow up, and we were effective in the community, and we had lots of outreaches going on. Some came to pass, and some stayed. And it was always something good, something exciting. Weddings, we made friends for many years. And then it came time for Pastor David to finally retire. And this is getting into the 2000s now, right around 2000. During that time, from 93 to 97, after the big church split, we had a need because we lost so many people. And I had lost my job at Westinghouse. So I came to work here for 4 years as administrator. And those were good years. But eventually in 1997, it became apparent we needed more of a pastor and less of an administrator. And so I left And we hired a youth pastor. And that worked out for a while, and then he started to assimilate into the lead role of lead pastor. And that was good. And then all of a sudden, maybe around 2004, he left. He went to another church. Left us surprised.
This is Pastor Rich still?
Pastor who?
Sorry. Pastor David?
So Pastor Dave had to step back in.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember that pastor's name. Okay. But I can't think of it.
Gotcha.
So we went on a pastor search. Yeah. So we went on a pastor search with Pastor Dave leading us. And in 2006, we hired a pastor. Everybody approved of him. The elders recommended him. And for some reason, it didn't work out. And the elders let him go. And that caused quite a stir in the church because we liked the pastor. And his name was Pastor Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. And in the ensuing months, we did not have a senior pastor because Pastor David had already stepped down. And eventually the second big split happened when all of the elders, including Pastor Dave, stood up before us and said, "Oh, we quit. We're leaving the church." And we were absolutely shocked. So they all left. And then the strongest ministry leaders followed. And that left about 20 of us, 25 of us at the most. And so we decided, well, we have this building because the one thing that was saving us, God had provided a way for us to have this building with no mortgage. So we were left all alone, but when we had moved in here, we sold bonds. That's how we financed the church. We went around to people that we knew and we sold bonds. And then we cashed them in a few years later, paid off the church, and we had it. It was ours. So after that, with those 20, 25 people, we went and we just stuck it out. And we would have little Sunday morning meetings over here and pray, and we did not have a preacher, but we went and looked for preachers, and they came. We got visiting preachers for maybe a year and a half, and it worked out. God was so faithful. Here we were, just a few of us. But these pastors came in, and they loved it. They loved coming in and helping us out. And eventually, we found another pastor. Another pastor, David. Turn it off for a minute.
Yeah.
Let me get a couple minutes.